Given the growing financial strains being placed on programs like Social Security and Medicare, and slow labor force growth in recent years, policymakers have increasingly been focused on inducing people to work longer and retire later. Economic research published by the San Francisco Fed indicates that efforts to expand the ratio of older workers in the workforce are being frustrated by discrimination against older workers, older women in particular. As indicated by the Wall Street Journal, it is expected that by the year 2060, the share of individuals in the workforce aged 65 and older will rise to 29% from the present level of 19%. These projections may not come to pass if older workers face challenges getting hired into new jobs. A key factor is age discrimination, according to an experiment conducted by three economists, David Newmark, Ian Byrne, and Patrick Button. The economists sent out more than 40,000 fictitious applications for jobs that employ large numbers of low-skilled workers of all ages. They submitted the applications from young, middle-aged, and older job seekers for more than 13,000 positions in 12 cities spread across 11 states. The study determined that across all categories of job applications, the callback rate for applicants aged 29 to 31 was much higher than for middle-aged applicants or those in the 64 to 66-year-old category. The study found that the pattern of age discrimination was more pronounced for female applicants. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.